Today on Seculo, it sure looks like a Biden administration cover-up because terrorists were stopped at the border, but the Border Patrol press release vanished from its own website. We'll talk about that and more today on Seculo.
Live from Washington, D.C., Seculo Live.
The FBI keeps a watch list with information about people who are known or reasonably suspected of being involved in terror activities. Two people on it from Yemen have been apprehended at the border. How concerned is President Biden about terrorists possibly trying to take advantage of gaps in the border to get in and kill Americans?
Well, first let me convey that these type of incidents are very uncommon. And CBP and DHS can speak more to the timeline and the specifics, of course, in these particular cases and encounters. But encounters of known and suspected terrorists are very uncommon.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
There's a lot of other apprehensions that are made on the border every single day that are actually classified and they're not subject to public release. But this is, again, what happens when you overwhelm the U.S. Border Patrol, when you don't support the men and women of law enforcement.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
So you've got two big stories coming from the border. One actually involves the border wall. First, you've got the now Director of Homeland Security, Mayorkas. Secretary Mayorkas is in discussions with his staff about building and finishing the, quote, gaps in the border wall that was being constructed by Donald Trump, a much maligned border wall by Democrats, including Joe Biden, who said this, can we play it? Who said this during his campaign in August, so less than a year ago, had this to say about the border wall.
There will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration.
I'm not an expert in construction, but it's going to be tough to fill gaps where you have 20-foot tall, you know, walls without building at least a foot or more of new construction on the border wall. They're going to try to have it both ways. But then there's a second story where, much like the Biden, the Obama administration, a news report about two Yemeni men a couple months apart being apprehended. They were both on the no-fly list, both on the terror watch list of the FBI. And there was a press release put up about this by Customs and Border Patrol. That's on the DHS website. 2 days ago, it was put up. And last night, the press release is no more. So unless you go into the Internet Archive, you can't find this on DHS website. It just says access denied. But what it was a full account
of what happened.
And including photos.
Yeah, so let me tell you what we did this morning. We have amended a FOIA demand that we're sending out. Freedom of Information Act request. It's going to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security as well as United States Customs and Border Protection. And in that letter, we are demanding access to all records, any and all records relating to a press release from the Customs and Border Patrol being removed about the arrest of two illegal aliens on the FBI's terrorism watch list and no-fly list. So that is going to come out. They're going to fight us really aggressively on this. So be prepared for that. There's going to be a fight here. That's just the nature of what happens with these. But just to let you know that the American Center for Law and Justice already this morning, or this afternoon, depending when you're listening, has already taken action. Now, we the letter, they will respond to it. They will deny access initially. That's what always happens in these. And then off to court we go. We just filed another one against the FBI. This one is the newest one. Folks, this is what we're going to be doing. Your support of the ACLJ allows us to do this. And two people get into the country on the terrorism watch list. Interestingly, when Jen Psaki says how rare this is, let me tell you what the Chief Patrol Agent Greg Bovino said. Today, like every other day, our agents did that. This was the quote. Part of the Border Patrol's mission, he said, states we will protect the country from terrorists. Today, like every other day, our agents did that. These apprehensions on our border illustrate the importance of our mission and how we can never stop being vigilant in our everyday mission to protect this great country. And now the DHS scrubs their website.
Yes, and it is similar to, again, the Iranian video where they scrubbed the press conference back under the Obama years. It was Jen Psaki then, too. They think that you could get away with this now in that tech world we live in. We all saw it. The internet still captured it. We're going to get into the details of it. You call us, 1-800-684-3110. You think they're going to finish the wall? 1-800-684-3110. Love your thoughts.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, you know, the report is, you know, there's 1,000 people that get through every day that just get right through. They don't, they sneak through. They're not apprehended. We have no record of them. So, you know, these two Yeminis, they were not captured together. One was captured January 29th at 1:10 a.m. and another was captured just this past March 30th. At 11:30 p.m. So interesting. These are both, you know, at very late at night or early hours of the next day. Mm-hmm. They're trying to sneak in. They're trying to get in. Now, 1,000 people a day are getting in like them, or, you know, similarly situation where they don't want to be taken in by the U.S. under any means because they will be in trouble. So those are the ones you have to watch out for the most. Who is going around the process completely? And while we see the images of the 5-year-olds who get left behind by these coyotes who are taken in by our Customs and Border Patrol, fed, clothed, trying to figure out what's going on. The real threat to the country is, one, the massive influx of people, but two is a couple of bad guys.
Yeah, well,
a couple of bad guys can kill a lot of Americans.
Here's what Chad Wolf, the former acting secretary of DHS, said. Take a listen.
These are just two individuals that have been apprehended in the last 60 days. But again, we have probably over about 1,000 gotaways. So you don't know at the end of the day how many more are out there, how many more have crossed that border, because we don't have the number of Border Patrol agents on the line, on the border, doing their job.
Colonel Wes Smith, senior analyst for the ACLJ on military matters, has done some investigation on what that was looking like in previous years, and you got some reports.
Yeah. There are actually 1.2 million people on the terror watch list worldwide. But the latest report I could find this morning from the Department of Homeland Security said that in the year 2019, that fiscal year, they apprehended 3,700 suspect or actually known people on the terror watch list at the border.
Give that number again.
3,700 in the year 2019, 2 years ago, and that is an average of about 10 a day. And when Jen Psaki says that, well, this is an uncommon thing to catch terrorists at the border, Jay, it was uncommon for 19 hijackers to fly planes into a building on 9/11. It's not something that happens all the time. It is extremely dangerous. And as we've been saying here for years, this is not only a humanitarian crisis. This is a national security crisis.
But then, Harry, at the same time, now as Jordan mentioned, now they're talking about building gaps in the wall. When this is after the president said, I will never under his watch have 1 foot of wall built under his watch.
Well, I think the Biden administration has been forced to admit reality. In other words, when there are gaps within the wall, this leads to both a humanitarian crisis and a national security crisis. And it is clear beyond question that the Biden administration and its people want to ignore the U.S. border unless they are forced to do something about it. It's also important to remember that in 2015, Tashfeen Malik from Saudi Arabia married an American. Why did she come to the United States? She came to the United States specifically with the intent to commit a terror attack. And she and her husband succeeded in killing 14 Americans in Orange County, California in 2015 during the last year or two of the Biden administration. So when we apprehend two illegals from Yemen, when we apprehend them at the border, they are the tip of the iceberg with respect to potential terror attacks on American citizens.
Let's play Nancy Pelosi's bite about no water border wall.
It has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with a wall is an immorality between countries.
Immorality. Now, this is between a country overrun by drug cartels and the United States of America, a country that can't govern itself. That's Mexico. Can't keep its leaders safe. They get killed all the time. Judges. Most dangerous job in Mexico, I think, is being a
judge.
A judge. Next would be like a police officer or any kind of politician. And you got massive new cartels that are coming forward. Hardly getting reporting on in the United States. I think people, they are so scary, so dangerous, and what they're involved in is not necessarily what you think of as a drug cartel. It can be the avocado trade.
Right.
It can be the things that are fairly legitimate looking. It's all about money to them. So if you can make more money with vegetables, they'll do that. I mean, so but they still the bloodshed is wild. They get down to Central America, and it gets worse. And then, of course, South America, where you've got a major Iranian presence in places like Venezuela, and these people are happy to use these mass influx of people to try and take advantage of the situation so that they can build their terror cells up in the United States and have more active cells. And that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, and then, so Nancy Pelosi says, you know, it's immoral to build a wall. They are now the DHS directors are talking about building a wall, filling in the gaps, which means building wall space. So the duplicity of this is incredible, especially in light of what's actually going on that border, at that border right now.
It's pretty unbelievable that there's still a divided response on this in Washington, D.C., Jay, but there really is. I mean, look, it's plainly evident that border barriers work. Now, of course, you've got to combine them with technology and enforcement, and I'm not sure those last two pieces are part of the plan for the Biden administration. But look, I mean, just look at the numbers that Wes just gave you. It is a plain fact now. Terrorists are coming over that border. They were being apprehended in the last administration. But, Jay, of course, you only catch the ones coming over the border if you're actually trying to. I look at this evidence of disappearing press releases inside the Biden administration as evidence, Jay, that what are they trying to do? They're trying not to catch them when they come over because they don't want to report it. That's pretty frightening.
Well, you know, we haven't given it enough attention, actually, the fact that they have done this, which they did when it was the Obama administration. They would edit things that were played publicly. Then they said, oops, that's bad because that shows problems. So now what we're going to do is we're going to re-edit the video. And we went to court to get the answer to that. And, of course, the answer was they got an order to do it. It wasn't some little video guy saying, hey, I think I'm going to, you know, a guy down in the bottom of the editorial pool. There was an order. Fix this. Now this one, what is the explanation going to be as to why a press release was put out about the apprehension of two Yemeni individuals on the terror watch list and on the no-fly list? It was put up on a press release as a positive. We caught these guys, and now, Jordan, it's gone.
Yeah, exactly. What is the deal? Why do they always want to hide the ball? It's not anything, again, that we haven't been reported on before. They confirmed it through a government press release, and, again, it doesn't fit a narrative they like on the border. So it's just like saying, well, we'll fill in gaps, but we're not going to build the wall. But that's building a wall. Don't worry about the terrorists coming through. Even though we had a press release up on the Customs and Border Patrol website, we took that down because it's not a big deal that we put their photographs out there for everyone to see that they had captured these two Yemenis. both on the no-fly list and the FBI terror watch list. They constantly, this is the same under the Obama administration, it's the same people as the Biden administration, they don't mind if they're outright caught doing it, so long as they can mislead enough Americans with about the truth of what's happening. So they think they can control the aspects of truth, including deleting information that they themselves put out there.
So they delete information that they put out, and that is, you know, that they caught two really bad guys coming through the border. They did that, and then they delete that because that's not our narrative of these are people just seeking humanitarian. Then at the same time, and let's not forget this, now they're talking about, quote, filling in the gaps. So I'm going to play this quote again from Steve Ducey asking the question to Peter Ducey, rather, to Jen Psaki.
The DHS secretary is reportedly looking to finish some gaps in the southern border. How does that fit with President Biden's day one executive order to stop border wall construction?
Well, wall construction remains paused to the extent permitted by law. So some has already been funded through congressional authorization and funding allocation. But as agencies develop for a plan, it's paused while agencies are developing a plan for the president on the management of the federal funds.
Okay, let me tell you what that is.
A little tongue-twisting.
Yeah, a little tongue-twisting because she's trying to make it up as she goes along. Now, this is coming from this president of the United States now who said in August these words. I want you to listen to these words. Okay, they're talking
there
about
will not be another foot of wall constructed on my administration.
Okay, four Pinocchios. And good, by the way. I hope this is true. But it sounds like it's true. And, Harry, it's because from a policy perspective, guess what? The wall was a deterrent.
Absolutely. So Joe Biden has always been confused about a plethora of matters. And now he's confused about what he should do about the humanitarian and national security crisis on our border. So here we have two individuals from Yemen who are on the no-fly list. They can't fly to the United States. But Joe Biden has created a policy that provides an open and obvious invitation to do what? To simply walk across the border. This is lunacy.
You know, Jordan, the other thing about that, we'll talk about this coming back, is someone's paying for these guys to get here. Remember that, folks. Someone is paying for these bad actors to get to the United States and to pick up on our weakness.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's terror groups behind this. And there's right. multinational probably work behind this. So I go back to Venezuela and that government, which has been known to work with Iran. So you look at weak governments, governments that are needy, governments that will look the other way as those individuals pass through. Well, that's all of where we border in, that unfortunately, especially Central America and some of South America, they might be knowingly assisting these countries in placing these agents here.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Sir Will, bro, you know what you could also call a gap in a wall? A doorway. And I think that's what...
yeah, that's very good.
That's what is being utilized by these bad actors, these traffickers of people, traffickers of drugs, terrorists now. And so we've got these dual stories. And I think we want to ask you this question. Do you want the Biden administration to finish the wall? Put politics aside. Put all their comments, calling it racist, calling it useless, calling it, unnecessary and
immoral.
Immoral by Nancy Pelosi. It's not Eric Swalwell's relationship with Feng Feng that's immoral or wrong, but it's again building a wall between a failed state and one of the superpowers in the world, and multiple failed states actually. If you keep going down,
and now the administration, and now they're acknowledging that they've got a problem.
Now they say they're going to build the wall. So the question I have for you, if gives a call 1-800-684-3110, do you want the Biden administration to finish the wall? I mean, they are going to have to again eat a lot. Really, I mean, I mean, you have Elizabeth Warren called it racist. Joe Biden said not a single foot. And then Jen Psaki couldn't even get through the answer. I mean, she was twisting all around. And we know what they're going to say. These were pre-existing gaps or something like that.
But this is what President Trump was putting the first phase of the wall building that we were in finally, after it finally got funded, was the gaps. Because there wasn't, by the way, because there is walls out. We have fencing. So these were the gaps. So guess what they're finding out now? Now that they're running the government, breaking news alert. There's a problem on the border, and your answers aren't fixing it. And now we've got, now you're hiding the ball because you got two known terrorists, and how many others have come in, who knows. And you advertise that we got them, which is good, and then you remove it. We're going to find out why you removed it. What was the reason? Who ordered the removal of that press release? But there's something else going on. There's talks going on with Iran right now. And Wes Smith has got a really good analysis on the proxy factor of Iran and Yemen.
Yeah, not only is the Biden administration very, very weak on southern border security, they are actively engaged this week in Vienna through a second party, actually through four different parties, to try and talk with Iran about reentering the Iran nuclear deal. Iran, of course, is an enemy, a self-declared enemy of the United States. And when you think about two people coming in, and we know these are only two of Lord knows how many people on the terror watch list trying to enter the United States, but two people from Yemen. What is unique about Yemen? Yemen is where Iran is supporting the Houthi rebels. It is a proxy terror state for Iran. Yemen is, and yet we have two people from that country on the terror watch list trying to come into America. You know, you don't want to over-alarm the American people about national security, but it is irresponsible, Jay, to minimize the threat on our southern border as it goes to national security.
I want to find out why they removed that. I really want to find out why they removed those press releases. That is something our team's on it. We're going to get an answer. It's going to probably take us going to court. That's fine. We're going to do that if we have to. Fan, now, you've got Congress, and they've been down at the border, at least Republicans have. The Democrats seem to be ignoring the problem. What is the latest on that front? I mean, and what about the talk? What's the reaction to this talk on gap wall building?
Well, I mean, I think the first reaction, at least from those who want to enforce the border, Jay, is what you just said a minute ago. Remember back when there was a national emergency declaration under the Trump administration and there were dollars put forward to address it. There were tiers put forward, Jay, in how the various gaps, so to speak, in the wall would be plugged. And the first place that the Trump administration was going to start were in those gaps, repair the places in the wall that had deteriorated because, Jay, the wall exists in places, or at least it previously did, where the most crossings occur. So, of course, you plug those first, and then you move to areas of new wall. And at the time, Democrats were saying, we're not going to allow any of that. And Joe Biden said, if I'm elected president, I won't build a single foot. Now, of course, they're trying to say that plugging those gaps does not count. Jay, I will tell you this. When it comes to the FOIA that we're asking about, you said you want to know why those press releases disappeared. I've got a pretty good guess why they did, but that's one of the two questions we're asking. We're asking why. Here's the other big one, Jay. Who? who pulled that down, and maybe the bigger question, who authorized that information being blocked from the American people? We want to know the answers to both those questions.
Well, we've got, yeah, I mean, it's we actually, and I'm holding in my hand, for those that are watching on our TV or social media platforms, I'm holding in my hand the lengthy FOIA letter, demand letter going to DHS, Customs and Border Patrol, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and Immigration and Citizenship Services. And we ask two things. We want records about any warnings by Customs and Border Patrol or DHS staff that overly rapid repeal of the Trump administration's policy could lead to a surge in unaccompanied minors. There's that whole aspect of that as well, Jordan. And then the second one is records about CBD removing press releases about the arrest of two illegal aliens on the FBI's terrorism watch list and no-fly list, both from Yemen.
Yes, we've already got that in there. And this, again, so the timing was excellent from our team on the FOIA work to be able to, because this is something, again, like the Iran video, which we still have a judge looking at the unredacted info that they didn't want to provide to us and to the American people. But the judge said, wait, I need to look at this, about what they were doing with the Iran deal back in 2015. We're still doing that. Here we have an entire news release put up about two Yemeni terrorists apprehended two different times, one in March, one earlier in the year in January. It went so far as to say how they had, you know, SIM cards in their shoes, that they were ready to go, and that they were both coming across at like 11:30 at night. One was 1:30 a.m. the next day. They weren't coming together. You know, there's two separate events, a couple months apart. Had all this information about them, including photos. And yet, they then scrub it. They scrub it from the website when there's more attention on the border yet again, because this story came out that the Secretary of Homeland Security, the Biden-appointed Secretary of Homeland Security, nominated Secretary, is considering building more wall.
Keeping your head in this.
Let's be honest. Yeah. Let's not let them get away with saying building gaps. Building more wall to keep people out of America. Right. That's what Joe Biden is going to be doing.
Yeah, because a gap is a door, as Will said, or a pathway.
So they're going to keep more people out. Good for them, but let's use their own rhetoric against them.
Yeah.
So I guess they're racist now. I guess there's xenophobic. And immoral. Okay. Bad people. Probably should be, probably get a special counsel.
And maybe impeached.
Yeah, maybe impeached too.
So it's obviously hyperbole. So here's the thing, Harry. From a policy perspective, the policy seems to be head in the sand, ignore it, and then when it breaches a little light and people see it, remove it before people actually can act on it.
Absolutely. So one of the things to keep in mind here is that terrorists, human traffickers, drug cartels have been pushing against an open door. Secondly, the refusal by the Biden administration to finish the wall and enforce border security laws constitutes an open and obvious invitation to bad actors.
Bad actors are coming.
Absolutely. Bad actors realize what the Biden administration fails to recognize, and that is bad policy generates consequences. And so here you have the Biden administration, which has reversed Trump-era policies that actually work, and now the Biden administration wishes to hide its failures because evidence that terrorists are potentially crossing our border, simply walking across the border, threatens the security of virtually every single American. The Biden administration now recognizes that, so let's engage in an Obama-era cover-up.
All right. So let me tell you what we've done. You're hearing about it on this broadcast. Because of your support, we get this broadcast out. I'm holding in my hand the first legal action we're taking on this today, as soon as it came out. Support the work of the ACLJ Matching Challenge campaign, aclj.org. Look out in your emails. We'll have more on it.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Fight for the right. Live from Washington, D.C., Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
All right, welcome back to Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. So we've got, on the one hand, the Biden administration, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, he is thinking about restarting the construction of the Trump border wall. The wall that Joe Biden said not a foot more would be built, the wall that Elizabeth Warren called racist, Nancy Pelosi...
called immoral?
Immoral by Nancy Pelosi. I mean, the list goes on and on. But I think that Joe Biden saying not one more foot, we've already played that for you a couple of times, but the fact that he said not one more foot, and now they're thinking about, they're going to call it filling in the gaps. I'm going to call it what it is, building Trump's wall. Restarting the building of Trump's wall if they paused. That's the truth. He had the guts to start it. They are dealing with their bad consequences of stopping the construction. And now, within months, they want to put the wall back up. They don't want to tear it down. Remember there were thoughts about taking it down?
Uh-huh.
They're not, no discussion about that anymore. On the other hand, they announced that they released two terrorists 2 days ago on the CBP website, Customs and Border Patrol. Except that story is now totally scratched. So if you go to the same link, which had photos, information about these two apprehensions, these two Yeminis, it's just access denied. So I want to go to your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to...
Before we do that, you know, the one thing, you said something really important there. People need to understand. They are, instead of being pleased that they apprehended these individuals, they, and they did announce it, that they got these two Yemeni individuals, men, that were on the terror watch list and the no-fly list. So these are bad guys. And we caught them. Customs and Border Patrol did a good job. They send out a release. They remove the release. Why is that? Because it cuts against their entire narrative. They don't need a wall because there's not really bad people coming over. Now they need a wall to fill in the gaps because the gaps, as Will said, is a doorway. I mean, that's what's really going on here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to go to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Do you want to see the Biden administration finish the construction of Trump's border wall? Have to eat their lunch over this, really eat their words. There are people that would quit their administration.
Yes.
If they actually go through with this, but I think they need to. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Jay is calling from Florida on line one. Hey, Jay, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jordan, thank you for taking my call along with the entire panel. I really enjoy the show. My comment is, well, twofold. First of all, yes, I do want to hold them accountable for exactly what you're just describing today. But I'm also, I want an explanation, and I'd like to see some action regarding holding the Biden administration accountable for their words. I mean, if they can say in Trump's administration and hold him accountable legally and damning him constantly every single day of his administration for his supposed words, creating a false narrative and pursuing him legally for calling out his language, why can't we do the same thing against the Biden administration and in particular Joe himself?
We have to first find out what exactly happened. So the Department of Justice isn't going to do that. There's not going to be any special counsels appointed. I want to know why. And I don't think there needs to be a special counsel on this. I want to find out why. I think that's what the ACLJ can do here. Find out why they put it up there, that they got these two guys, and then they pulled it. The two guys are in custody. But they pulled it because it cuts against what they want the story to be.
They don't want you to think that there are terrorists coming across the border because that makes border walls not immoral but necessary. And it's not just kids, little kids, which pull at the heartstrings, but also hardened terrorists that the FBI has on watch list and that we've got on no-fly list from the FAA. I mean, this is serious. And now that it's serious enough that they're considering finishing building Donald Trump's border wall. Build that wall. I guess, is that going to be the slogan of the next the Biden re-election? He wants to run for re-election. Is Kamala Harris going to run on that? She's the border czar. So I guess it'll be her responsibility, right, everybody?
To construct the wall.
She'll be building that wall. Thank her for that. We'll be right back on Sekulow. Remember, support the work of the ACLJ, matching challenge month of April. So March and April, very key months for the ACLJ. Donate online. Double your impact at ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Seculo, we are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. But we did want to explain, Kat, so what are we doing here with this FOIA? So we've got a FOIA on, it was ready to go. We were actually about to file it on Friday. Of course, that was Good Friday, so it could be filing with the federal government. And this is to U.S. Customs Border Patrol, Homeland Security, ICE, and the Citizenship and Immigration Services. It was to get down to the bottom of all the different Biden. A lot of this focused in on the fact that the Biden administration stopped the catch and retain and then send home policy of the Trump administration to go back to catch and release. So to get to that idea of the numbers, what we were talking about, how many people were we releasing into the United States? But then, of course, this matter came up about the deletion of the two terrorists apprehended at the border from the website. So we've amended our FOIA before we even had to file it.
Right.
This is additional, and it's very similar to the Iran lie that was being uncovered in 2015, which was that the Obama-Biden administration was working with the Ahmadinejad, the radical Ahmadinejad government in Iran, first on the nuclear deal. They had started conversations. They did not wait until there were elections in Iran and a more moderate president was elected that wasn't one of the people who hostage takers,
right,
in the 1979 hostage crisis involving Americans at the Iranian embassy, which Ahmadinejad was. So that wouldn't be a good look. And then they deleted that video. That was Jen Psaki.
Right.
Now Jen Psaki's going to have to explain likely today why they deleted from the CBP website the arrest and detention of two Yemeni terrorists who were trying to get across our southern border.
So here's what happens. A Freedom of Information Act request is what the federal law allows groups like the American Center for Law and Justice to do. The government's not going to police itself here. So we've got to find out, why is this happening? Who is authorizing this? So what happens is we produce first, this one is a long one. This is a 14-page, single-spaced legal letter that goes to these various agencies, including ICE, Homeland Security, to find out on a variety of topics what was ordered by whom. Now, as we said, we're focusing in on policies involving what's going on at the border, including the unaccompanied minors. But when this story developed today, last night and today, we immediately, because we hadn't filed this one yet, we redrafted our letter. And this is what we've asked for. We said records, we want records about any warning that Customs and Border Patrol or Department of Homeland Security staff that an overly rapid repeal of the Trump administration's policy could lead to a surge in unaccompanied minors. In other words, who was discussing this? Because we know it was discussed. And then we also want records about the Customs and Border Patrol removing a press release about the arrests of two illegal aliens, both of which were on the terror watch list and on the no-fly list, both from Yemen. And it was put up, and then now you get access denied. So when we file this Freedom of Information Act request, the government, Department of Justice, has to respond. These agencies have to respond. Now, what they'll do here is try to hide the ball again. But we've got a team of lawyers at the ACLJ that this is what they do. And we'll find out, and we got to the bottom of it in Iran. We will get to the bottom of it here. But let me underscore something here that I think is very important for you to understand. What they're doing by removing these press releases, by not sharing the information, now saying they're going to build the wall, tells you what the politics are. We've got to get to the legal answer because we've got serious national security issues here, Wes, that will impact the entire country.
Yeah, as bad as the humanitarian crisis is on the southern border, and it is horrible, and it becomes a moral crisis because the humanitarian crisis is so stark, the national security threat is even more serious because it's about protecting America and Americans. You would think, Jay, that if anything would unite both political parties, if anything would bring Americans together, it would be simply having southern border security and a wall with orderly points of entry, with real immigration reform, something that they keep batting around for over a decade. This should be the thing that unites us, that does not divide us. But the Biden administration is using this with labels like immoral and racist and all of this. They are using this to further divide the American people. This is such a simple common sense thing. You would think this would be the thing that would unite American people when it comes down to national security.
Harry, from a policy standpoint, I'm trying to figure out what is their policy. I mean, now they're looking at the wall. They call it a gap, but I think Jordan's right calling it a wall rebuild. I mean, what is the policy here besides hide the ball?
Well, I think their policy, bluntly said, is grounded in falsification and duplicity. So the Biden administration, like the Obama administration before it, is committed to covering up information that is due to the American people. They're committed to duplicity, falsification, as I suggested before. And at the same time, rather than securing the border, guess what? They want to engage in new negotiations with one of the most duplicitous regimes on the face of the earth, the Iranian regime.
Who used the Yemenis as a proxy.
Absolutely. And so it doesn't make any real sense if you're going to provide leadership to the American people with respect to national security. But Biden administration folks, they are not committed to protecting the United States. They are not committed to protecting the United States as a constitutional republic. They are globalists, and they believe ideologically in what? Open borders, and guess what? It will indeed backfire on them.
Dan, I mean, I would ask you this question. In Washington, D.C., you know, where are the AOCs of the world? They don't care about the kids in the cages anymore, but are they going to react to the fact that now the Biden administration might start rebuilding the wall? Or is this going to be classic Washington, like, oh, you know, it's no big deal, no problems, nothing to see here, so they're going to let them get away with it? Because I think that's what a lot of people would be frustrated about, is not that they would do the right thing ultimately, but they won't have to eat their own words.
Yeah, you might hear that outcry initially, Jordan, but here's what I'm worried about on this, and I think this is what you're probably alluding to. This might just be window dressing. So if AOC goes to the Biden administration and they say, yeah, we're going to, you know, plug the gaps in the wall because that looks really bad if they're not there, but don't worry, we're not going to actually enforce, which I would tell you, Jordan, that's what this looks like to me. When we talked about the terror apprehensions, I want to know where all of the other apprehensions at any border are. If those aren't happening, Jordan, it tells you they might be plugging the gaps in the wall, but they're not actually enforcing the border. If AOC and the others like her, Jordan, if they get that answer from the Biden administration, I suspect they'll go along with it because it's window dressing without enforcement. One other quick thing I tell you here, Jordan, I mean, this disappearing act of press conferences and press releases, this has become standard operating procedure, and I would tell you, we just need to call it what it is. It is a scheme to hide the truth from the American people. You need enforcement, and you need transparency with the American people, and you're not getting either.
We really need to get to the... I'd like to hear, first of all, I'd like to hear, Van, some Washington, D.C. senators, congressmen, besides going to the border, actually proposing what can be done here. In other words, what... Yeah. We know what we can do at the ACLJ, and we're doing it. Because of the support of our donors, we're not able to just bring this broadcast and talk about it. We're able to do something about it. But you've got to ask yourself, what is Congress doing here? I mean, this is a serious problem.
Well, I would tell you a couple of things, Jay. We've got a couple of FOIAs going on right now where we get information back that is redacted. That information Congress is entitled to. So we're working with them on other FOIAs to request the unredacted versions. The other thing, Jay, you've asked a couple times during the course of this broadcast, where's the bipartisan legislation on the trafficking issue? Well, Senator Blackburn put out a bill that says if you come across the border with a minor, you have to get DNA tested at the border in order to maintain possession of that minor. Jay, there is not a single Democrat that has co-sponsored that piece of legislation right now. That's where
that's
we should start
find
on
out
the trafficking
kids being trafficked
case.
With their parents or not.
Yep.
Or a parent.
Yeah.
Or at least a relative.
So we get back, we're going to start taking more of your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We'll go to Larry first, then Michael. So hold on, guys. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. I think that the biggest issue here is holding them to the fire on this. So monitoring carefully. Does Mayorkas make a move to start building the wall? I think make them live it, make them own it, print out T-shirts, Biden built the wall, Biden finished the wall, just as a reminder to all. It's not really the Hispanic voters because they weren't pushing so hard for Biden. It was to the leftist who called it racist, to Pelosi who called it immoral. So I guess we can now say that Mayorkas and the Biden administration and their czar on the border are thinking at least about immoral acts. Thinking about being racist, that's pretty bad if they're thinking about taking racist action. So,
or maybe it wasn't racist after all.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it was national security. Maybe it was to protect the United States from people that are evildoers.
Traffickers, and to stop these crises that are going on in the towns and to protect the American people. We come back, we'll continue to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. Double the impact of your donation. Matching challenge month in April, so March and April, very important for us financially. Donate today at aclj.org. We'll be right back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
At 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Larry in Oregon first, then we'll get to Michael in Texas. Hey, Larry, welcome to Secular. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. God bless you guys for the work you do.
Thanks.
I'm a disabled vet, and when I heard this morning two Yemen terrorists were caught and released, or the
they're not released. They're in custody.
Scrubbed.
Yeah.
Well, the press release was scrubbed. It just makes me wonder how many other times this has happened. And like the other gentleman was saying, we need to find out. The American people want to know. I want to know. This is completely shocking to me that they just let this go, just wiped it off the internet. I wouldn't have known if you folks hadn't have put it out there. I mean, my heart's been pumping the whole time I've been sitting here on the phone waiting to talk to you, sir. It is... I can't understand it at all. And I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. I don't care what you are. If you're an American, this should not be happening. And then to say, oh, well, we're going to throw up some panels here and close these doors so that people can't come in. I think they're full of crap. I think that this has been going on, and they're acting like celebrities and trying to pretend that nothing's happening. Everything's fine. Let's put up the curtains so that people can't see what's going on.
Well, that's what they did with the
drive commit terrorist attacks under the Biden already. So one in Colorado, then we had again in the driving into the Capitol. Two Islamic terror attacks. They get off the news immediately.
I mean, they barely would call them Islamic.
No, right. When they said it on their website, both of them were saying that, and it gets no attention. If it's not a white guy who fits their narrative of the shooter, and that's not really good for our gun control anymore, so we'll just pull back on the story because that doesn't fit the narrative. This also doesn't fit the narrative. Islamic terrorist utilizing our southern border, that's not just like a bunch of kids trying to get to a better life or even drug traffickers. That's a different level.
Well, what was so on the SIM card?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the guy has a
SIM card.
Why
did they put that in the press release?
Yeah.
That's
a very good point. In the press release, Wes, it says that one of them was apprehended with a SIM card in the sole of his shoe.
Yeah. Why would you have a SIM card in the sole of your shoe if you're coming into America and you're not doing anything nefarious at all?
So in the SIM card, of course, is information that you then load into your phone, which gives you your contact people inside the United States.
Exactly.
And the Biden administration scrubs this from the website after it's put up there. Folks, you realize what's happening. Maybe they'll be doing less scrubbing and more wall building, and we'll be in a better place.
I think it also it puts the Border Patrol in a horrible position.
Terrible.
Because
instead of
putting it out there that we know what you're doing, we know what you look like.
Right.
So we can tell the difference between you mini terrorist and someone who's coming from Central or Latin America somewhere, even though they can kind of blend in where there's a lot of people. When you actually isolate them, they look very different.
Right.
So here's what they look like. Here's what we found on them. Here's what to do. So look at their shoes. Yeah. Look at their shoes. Look for their SIM cards, because from there, you can find out the entire terror cell. But that all goes against the Biden narrative. Terror cells in the U.S.
But the Obama narrative, too. Remember, we're not going to have the seven countries that could not verify that their citizens were not engaged in terrorism. Oh, executive order, we're going to remove that because that was anti-Islamic. No, you know what the truth is? This is showing you how ridiculous the politics, that's what's disgusting here, is they're putting politics first to the harm of the American people. Frankly, to the harm of the people trying to get here, even if they're trying to get here illegally, the kids that are in these cars. Think about this. These people are being snuck in, and look where they're around. Look who they're around. Now, they did this at 1 o'clock in the morning. But this tells you what's going on. And at the ACLJ, I'm promising you, we're getting to the bottom of it.
Yeah, and Yemen was one of those countries that was bad. It's a failed state right now. It's having civil war. So, you know, they can't verify it.
And as Wes said, it's an Iranian proxy.
Yes.
Yeah. especially, well, the Houthi rebels
right.
are the proxy. Yeah,
these are people who come from a country that is being supported. Iran uses the Yemenis to export terror into Saudi Arabia and throughout that region. These people are not our friends. The threat, the national security threat, is very, very real from Yemen, from Iran, from other places. And the Biden administration is at this point acting like that threat is not real, or if they think it's real, they're still trying to hide it from the American people.
Let's go back to the phones and go to Michael in Texas on line three. Hey, Michael.
Hey, I am a youth pastor down here in Del Rio, Texas. And this is actually one of the spots where Biden basically told everybody to stop, and there was material left and unbuilt wall left. The reason that they want to plug holes or do whatever is because you can walk down there with two guys and push the fence over right now. It's not intact. It's just stood up there to look good because they had taken it down. We're having things in our town that we have never seen. Apprehensions in my sector, the Del Rio sector, are up 20 times the previous amount that they had ever seen before. So we're a town of 35,000 projected over the last 30 days to have had 20,000 apprehensions or people come through our border sector. So, we are seeing things that we have never seen before. Like I took the youth out on Friday. We came out to hearing police sirens. Down the middle of our road, there's a guy from Austin with a car full of illegals driving on a pop tire with, wrecked into the middle of an intersection.
This is the problem of a policy that doesn't exist, Harry. I mean, it's a policy there is no policy. This is government by the moment.
Absolutely. And I don't think anyone, any rational person, can understand the idiotic Biden border policy. I think even Biden
right.
and Press Secretary Psaki, they are confused by the border policy. They want to have ideological purity with respect to open borders, but then they recognize, open borders cause humanitarian problems. They cause national security problems. I think essentially a 12-year-old kid could tell them that these policies were indeed foreseeable. And that these policy reversals, reversing the Trump-era policies, cause consequences. But nonetheless, they persist. And then what do they want to do? They want to hide their problems with respect to the American people. So here you have two individuals who are from Yemen. They're crossing the border. Let's scrub the Customs and Border Security website. We don't want the American people to know. But I think at the end of the day, this policy is unsustainable, and it will indeed backfire on the Biden administration. Yep. And the Biden administration will have to extricate Biden's foot from his own mouth.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, this is again a situation, it's still developing. I think that Jen Psaki should be asked about the deletion from the website. Yes. Because she acknowledged it in the press conference yesterday that it was fact, that it happened, that this was true. But then for some reason, she pulled the Jen Psaki classic, I guess, picked up the phone and said, take that down. Too much information there. Not enough time for us to come up with our narrative. So I think that this is an issue we need to check. Because if they build a single foot of wall, then Joe Biden, in their own words, is a racist and xenophobic and immoral. And so is Harris. Is she going to resign if he does that? How many people will resign if they build even a foot of wall? Think about that, folks. Or are they becoming realists that will have to do what was so horrible under Donald Trump? Support the work of the ACLJ. Double the impact of your donation at aclj.org through the month of April. We will talk to you tomorrow on Seculum.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100.
You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.